The head of the state's ferry system is stepping down. Captain Mike Neusel's last day of work as the deputy commissioner for marine operations will be next Friday, January 11th. Neusel has been in the post for just under 2 years, since March of 2011. His departure comes close on the heels of a decision by Governor Sean Parnell to scale back the Alaska-class ferry project, a decision which took even the region's lawmakers by surprise. Neusel says his resignation is not fallout from that issue.
I wouldn't characterize it that way. It's a mutual agreement between myself and the commissioner, and that's how it's going forward.
DOT Commissioner Pat Kemp himself is fairly new to the job. He's been serving as interim commissioner since Mark Lucan resigned in October. Governor Parnell gave Kemp the permanent appointment December 22nd. Neusel says he's grateful for the opportunity to have worked with the staff and the department and the Marine Highway System. He's often been the face of the system when something breaks down, but there's also an upside.
It's been a very interesting experience dealing with all the communities and actually seeing and realizing how important the ferry system is to the communities that we serve.
Neusel says he has no plans for another job right away. He did not get much of a break after his last one.
I'm going to be retired. I was retired from the Coast Guard. I did a 30-year career in the Coast Guard prior to being asked to take on this position, and I did and enjoyed it, and I'm going to go back to retirement and do some projects around the house.
There's no official word yet from the Department of Transportation on Neusel's replacement. The city of Petersburg is no longer. In its place is the borough of Petersburg. The state's Division of Elections certified the vote yesterday, and the final results did not change from the initial count last month. The now official tally is 782 votes in favor and 600 opposed. The certification marks the official beginning of the Petersburg Borough, a new municipality encompassing 3,829 square miles of land and water in central southeast. Brent Williams, a local government specialist with the state's Local Boundary Commission, says all of the requirements had been met.
The city of Petersburg is dissolved and the borough is formed. There's no other announcement. It has been the two things that were required have been done.
The last two requirements were approval by the voters and by the federal government.
The Department of Justice had to notify us that the Voting Rights Act of 1965 has been complied with, and we received such a letter. The second thing is that certification had to be approved of the legally required voter approval of the commission's final decision from the Director of Elections, and we did receive notification from Elections that the results have been certified.
The Local Boundary Commission decided last summer that Petersburg's petition for a new borough met state standards, although the commission approved a different northern boundary than originally sought by Petersburg. The city and borough of Juneau submitted a petition seeking to annex some of the territory on the northern end of Petersburg's proposed borough and has appealed the Boundary Commission's decision in court. That case is still pending. Petersburg is the 19th organized borough in the state of Alaska, and the first meeting of the Petersburg Borough Assembly is coming up next Monday night. The price of Brent crude oil is $110.96 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $92.07 a barrel. Gold is down nearly $14 in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,650 an ounce. Silver down 18 cents at $29.92, and lead is also down at $1.06 a pound. Juneau Veterans for Peace is appealing a recent Planning Commission decision granting a conditional use permit for an indoor shooting range at a proposed gun shop near the airport. Phil Smith is president of the local Veterans for Peace chapter. He says the city's community development staff did not do a thorough review of how the range would affect public health or safety. The facility's owners plan to allow customers to fire automatic weapons under the supervision of employees.
There's really no analysis of the security steps that will be taken in the building, and there's no setting of accountability for ensuring that those steps are taken. There's nothing about reviewing the backgrounds of those who want to use the facility. So there doesn't seem to be any accountability.
Smith also thinks that it's likely the project developers had private conversations with members of the Planning Commission and the CBJ Assembly, which may have influenced the outcome of the Commission's decision. The gun store and shooting range is being developed by Juno Mercantile and Armory, a limited liability company that is co-owned by Planning Commission member Dan Miller.
You know, there may have been some off-the-record communication. I'm not saying it's evil or wrong or immoral, but it may have satisfied most of the questions that commissioners had or assembly people had before they took the actions they did. And in that case, it was improper because the commission in particular, it's an adjudicative body. And obviously there will be two sides to most issues that come before them, and they broker based upon a record that is developed publicly. And we think the record is very thin.
Miller declined to comment on the appeal, which has yet to go to the Assembly. The city's Deputy Community Development Director, Greg Cheney, says the project review gathered input from other departments, including the Juneau Police Department.
There really isn't much that they're worried about. These type of weapons are legal within the city and borough of Juneau. And to be using them in a basement that's designed for it is probably the safest place that they could be discharged.
Initially, the Planning Commission was unable to approve a conditional use permit for the project. That's because a city ordinance banning the discharge of firearms within a quarter mile of a road did not include an exemption for private gun ranges. The Assembly in November changed the ordinance to exempt private ranges after hearing public testimony from Miller and project opponents. Cheney disputes the notion that Miller or his business associates may have had off-the-record discussions about the project with members of the Planning Commission or the Assembly.
I talked to Mr. Miller quite a bit about this. When the item was considered by the Planning Commission, he recused himself and left the room, which is not required, but is good form. So, you know, I think it's kind of a groundless accusation at this point.
Smith says Veterans for Peace wants the Assembly to accept the appeal and either deny the permit or remand it to the Planning Commission, which the group wants to appoint a citizen panel to review the proposal. He says the goal is not to ban guns, but rather to make sure safety is adequately considered.
Most of us veterans, of course, served in the armed forces in order to protect our Constitution and swore an oath to do so. We're not trying to weaken or undermine anybody's individual rights, but we are trying to review and make sure that our collective rights as a community are not jeopardized by an unwise public policy decision.
Smith adds that the group's decision to appeal the permit was made before the recent mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, which put the issue of gun control back into the national spotlight. Cheney says the issue of mass shootings was discussed by the Planning Commission, but that's an issue that is outside that particular panel's purview. Smith says the Veterans for Peace would like the Assembly to immediately suspend the permit if the appeal is accepted. Cheney says permits typically stay active during an appeal, but developers continue working on projects at their own risk. The Assembly will decide whether to accept or reject the appeal at its meeting on Monday.